If you're taking Bart home this evening, you might notice a few more wheels in your car, bicycle wheels. Today is the first day of a week-long experiment to see if bikes and rush hour can coexist. KALW's Isabel Angel rode Bart this morning, and she brings back this report about how things went.
Usually, bikes aren't allowed on San Francisco-bound BART trains during peak morning commute hours, or back to the East Bay in the evening. And they're not allowed in the 19th Street or 12th Street stations during commute hours. But this week, BART has opened up all hours and stations to bikers. It's a trial period, and to make it work, BART officials and cycling groups are urging riders to follow the rules. No bikes on the first three cars during peak hours, and no bikes on crowded trains ever.
And so we're asking all bicyclists to use common sense and courtesy.
Robert Rayburn is on the BART Board of Directors. I ran into him at the 19th Street station. He was wheeling his own bike around the station, making sure everything was going smoothly. He said he was excited to see how things go this week, but that people have to be patient.
The reality is that in many cases, we're not going to be able to open the floodgates and just allow hundreds more bikes on any one train. That won't work.
At least this morning, the common sense approach seemed to be working. In the hours I rode the train, from 7 to 8:30, I didn't see anyone shoving their bikes onto a packed car. It seemed like what hadn't been working was the ban. I talked with John Dillon back at the 19th Street station. It's a station that doesn't usually allow bikes during peak hours.
Yeah, usually I'd ride my bike to a station that's about 2 miles further away and then illegally put it on a train I'm not allowed to ride. Try to keep it out of people's way, but I mean, I have to get to work, so.
So he brings his bike on BART even when he's not supposed to. But when I talked to him, Dillon had just let a crowded train pass by. He says he always waits for a car with more room, even if it means missing two or three trains. Keith McKinnon takes BART from El Cerrito Plaza to Embarcadero every day. He says he regularly sees bikes on trains they're not supposed to be on, but it doesn't bother him.
No, the bicyclists usually stay out of people's way. They're usually off on the side.
Of course, not everyone flaunts the ban. I talked to plenty of people who were excited to finally board with their bikes. Ronnie Hanning said that's why he took BART today.
I like riding my bike on the weekends, and why not, you know, commute for a week?
BART's already updating cars to make more space for bikes. The fleet will be fully modified by June. After this week, BART officials will meet with community members and survey commuters to decide whether they want to move forward with the next step, getting rid of the bike ban for good. For Cross Currents, I'm Isabel Angel.